This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Edge Energy Drink. Grab the energy drink that gives me the edge with the best ingredients, low pH levels, delicious, and zero aftertaste. Order it at myedgedrink.com.
I wanted to get into, and this is a pretty funny story, actually, because I don't know if you guys remember the, what was it? When they released the money that Vince McMahon had spent, they said there was $5 million they couldn't figure out what it went to. There was $5 million sitting there that they couldn't figure it out. Well, it's been figured out. The money went to Donald Trump. That's right. Donald Trump got the $5 million. He got $4 million donated to his charity, to the Trump Foundation, for his appearance in the hair versus hair match back at WrestleMania 23. It was Bobby Lashley versus Umaga. Bobby Lashley was handpicked by Donald Trump. Umaga was handpicked by Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It was the Battle of the Billionaires, hair versus hair. And Bobby Lashley wins, Vince McMahon. And actually, I believe they put Stone Cold in as a special guest referee after everything was said and done, too. Because if I'm not mistaken, I believe after everything was said and done and the head shaved and everything, I believe Trump took a stunner from Stone Cold at that time. So $4 million goes to the Trump Foundation. And then Trump said, because of the success of his appearance, Vince McMahon gave him another $1 million because of the success. The lawyers are saying it was the contracted fee that he was going to get an appearance fee of $1 million for showing up. That's where the other million came from. So who you want to believe, Donald Trump or the lawyer? But that is not even the funniest part about all this. Donald Trump did not trust Vincent Kennedy McMahon to make sure that he was going to have his head shaved. Donald Trump wanted to make sure that his head was not going to be the one getting shaved. He went so far to have his associates review the contract to ensure that under no circumstance Mr. McMahon would be allowed to shave his head. Even listen to this. This is in the contract. If Mr. Trump's wrestler dropped dead in the ring. So Bobby Lashley is wrestling and he drops dead in the ring and Umaga pins him, Trump's head still could not have been shaved. I can't believe this is happening in pro wrestling. Can't believe it's happening in pro wrestling. I mean, in a contract, it says even if the wrestler drops dead. My goodness. But at least now the $5 million. So now I guess apparently all that money that Vince, you know, paid a hush money and everything else, we figured it out now. All the money's there. Vince is gone. Triple H is in. It's no longer suck. Now it's blow. WWE looks like it's going the right way. I think AEW has got some things to change. It's good time to be a wrestling fan. It really is. I know I've poo-pooed on AEW a lot here today. But as a fan, it is a good time because I can watch wrestling every night and be entertained now. I had to sit through 3 hours of Raw and want to poke my eyeballs out every time. Look. Just so you know, I have scissors right here for when I had to watch Raw, just in case. I would take my own eyeballs out if I had to watch another one of Vince McMahon's goddamn Raws.